what's left to say. These prayers aren't working anymore. Every way shut down in flames. What's left to do with these broken pieces on the floor?
It definitely has sad Deadpool with his head down and he looks up on the side of the stage.
My voice calling on you. I've been shaking, I've been bending backwards till I'm broke. Watching all these dreams go up in smoke. Let beauty come out of ice.
Celine Dion just has that power to make me get all emotional. I shouldn't be emotional right now, but I am. I'm all sad, like I'm thinking about the saddest thing that ever happened to me. But yeah, if you watch this video, so Deadpool's dancing up on the stage and he's got high heels on too. So I'm thinking it's a girl or else it's some badass dude that knows how to dance.
Right.
I'm not sure. Could be either way. So in case you folks haven't guessed yet, we're talking about Deadpool 2 today.
Hell yeah, we are.
Yeah. But I think, so what I was going to say was when I'm in my car, sometimes I'll go to Google Play Music just to see what the new records are. And the Deadpool 2 soundtrack was on there. And I was like, sweet, what's on this? So I clicked it. And it was just that Celine Dion song. And I was like, they're even joking on the soundtrack. So I played that song. And I was just like, what the hell? It was pretty cool. I was just like, what the hell?
I listened to the soundtrack on the way here. Actually, I listened to it. You know, it's Celine Dion, Dolly Parton. It's Air Supply. Like, it's a pretty solid soundtrack.
Oh, I'm All Out of Love is on there, huh?
Ryan Reynolds has, like, a hard-on for Air Supply. It's like, I think there's an Air Supply song in, like, every Ryan Reynolds movie.
Green Lantern?
Maybe.
I'm going to find that shit out, because that movie's awesome. That's what we should do next.
Watch, I was thinking about that. So I want to see it. I remember liking it. But maybe I'm the only person in the world, including Ryan Reynolds.
Yep. Oh, that's not that. It wasn't that bad. It was, but it wasn't that bad. Definitely was. It definitely was that bad. But you're right. I haven't seen it in a long time either. And I've, growing up, going back and watching some of these movies, I'm like, oh, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was. We need to add a serious movie to this list.
Yeah, we haven't done a serious movie yet, have we? I mean, Super Troopers was pretty serious.
Yes, it was pretty well. Major League. Okay, yeah, we're in the comedy genre.
Would a serious movie really be that fun to talk about? I guess we'll have to see.
Well, the one that's on the list. Have you seen The Way, Way Back before?
The Way, Way Back. I saw it on there. It sounds familiar, but I'm not sure.
Steve Carell's in it, and Allison Janney.
Is that like with his like the babysitter like comes on to him or something?
No, but that sounds like a better movie. No, I actually.
Well, it's like one little part
so,
of it.
No, the way. Oh, yeah. No.
He's like taking the babysitter home and she's like, I don't know, whatever.
Maybe. That sounds like crazy love or whatever. No, so this one's about a kid getting a job at a water park. Does that sound familiar?
I don't know.
No, I really want to do that movie though. It's one of my favorite serious movies.
Yeah, I have seen that movie. I can't tell you anything about it, but I know I've seen it. Yeah.
When I first saw it, it got its way into my top five, which is a very hard place to be. I think it sits at number five. Ooh, that's what we need to do too. We need to do an episode where we talk about our favorite movies. Ooh, like as a whole.
That's a hard one. I don't even know what my favorite movie is.
And still, Fight Club is there for me, but I don't know. Yeah, there's been a lot of good movies.
So when did you go see Deadpool?
Well, we're going to talk about trailers first.
Okay.
We're going to do some trailer trash. Yeah.
Trailer trash. That's what. Okay. So did you watch all the trailers before Deadpool?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I got one that you didn't get, apparently.
Yeah. I don't know if I just got there late or if I just didn't get it. I don't know.
Well, that's a no-no for me. I have to be there in time to watch these trailers because I don't know why I'm still obsessed with them.
No. Yeah. I mean, I do too, but, you know. I'm late for everything, so.
Well, let's talk about the one we both saw, The Predator.
Predator, yeah, it started off, you're not really sure what's going on.
Little kid playing with a spaceship.
Yeah, then you see the spaceship doing what he's doing with it, and then it crash lands and.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I decided that kid's controlling the spaceship or not. Or it's just like a visual cue. So it's directed by Shane Black, who was in the original Predator, which is kind of cool. And he also did Iron Man 3, and he did a couple of other pretty good movies. So I like the director, and I love the cast. It's got a, I can't remember if it's Key or Peele. I feel bad. I always get them confused. It's either Key or Peele, one of them.
Yeah.
I think it's Key.
I think not you're sure. Right.
He's in it, and then it's got a couple other people.
So is it a reboot or is it a sequel? What's going on with it?
It is a sequel.
It is a sequel to the...
There's rumor that Jake Busey's son, or wait, maybe his name is Jake Busey. Gary Busey. Yeah, Gary Busey, the Rocket from Rookie of the Year. The Rocket. That guy, his son, Jake Busey, who's been in a lot of stuff, he's got the real big gap between his teeth.
Yeah.
He's going to be in this movie as Gary Busey's son from Predator 2. Those of you that don't remember, Gary Busey was in Predator 2.
Okay.
With Danny Glover. That's a weird movie, too. It's pretty dark. I'm trying to find the cast real quick. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not sure about the theme seems to be the Predators are going to different planets and doing DNA experiments and getting hybrid or whatever.
Right.
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
I don't know. It was a shocker to me because I wasn't expecting it. I didn't know that they were... I'm kind of behind on my movies. I'm usually pretty up to date with it, but not right now. And so I saw that and I was like, what the fuck? A new Predator movie? Okay. This looks pretty cool, though. I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
I think it looks good. Looks like they added a little bit of humor in there.
Yep.
He saw something. He definitely saw something.
Oh, yeah. That part was pretty funny. Okay, it's Olivia Munn.
Okay.
She's in it. And Thomas Jane. Jake Busey, yeah. So he's confirmed. Oh, shit. Oh, it's Keegan-Michael Peele. Anyways, good cast, good movie. And, yeah, I don't know about the DNA stuff, but other than that, I'm looking pumped to see it. I just wonder what the reason why they're going to be back on Earth, and hopefully it's not they just crash there.
Right.
Hopefully there's some reason. Because they've already come here and killed everybody but Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then they killed everybody but Danny Glover.
I'm pretty far behind on Predator. I haven't watched the first ones in forever. And I think I just watched Prometheus for the first time like a year ago. So
that movie's kind of a snooze fest.
Yeah.
It's very anthology. It's very like, let's explain, like The Matrix, the second Matrix. Let's explain
right.
everything. And you're like... I just want to see the alien.
I just want to see a bunch of people get fucked up.
I just want to see Neo do cool stuff. I don't want to listen to the architect explain the purpose of the Matrix and the one.
We should just do one over AVP.
Yeah. That movie's so bad, too. But everybody hated that movie. Not the first one, The Enemy of My Enemy is My Friend, and it was rated PG-13, that one. Or the second one where there was actual blood in it.
I don't even remember.
First one was in a pyramid, and
yeah, I remember that one.
Ugh, the second one was with that kid from Sons of Anarchy, Havsack, that killed himself and killed his landlord and all that.
Yeah,
he was in it, Johnny something, Johnny Lewis. I have way too much knowledge of this crap. Anyways, yeah, trailer was good, right?
Yeah, it looks pretty cool. I mean, I'm stoked for it. I'm gonna definitely read more about it.
What we're gonna try to do is keep our little trailer reviews, and then when we watch the movie, we'll see if we were right or wrong. That'd be fun. Trailer trash.
That's not like a good idea.
But we got to find some bad trailers to watch where we actually like the movie. That'd be cool. I don't know. You could say that about... I'm trying to think of a movie. I'm trying to think of a recent movie. I saw a trailer. I was like, ooh. And then I watched the movie. I was like, whoa.
I mean, Super Troopers 2.
Yeah, the trailer was pretty bad.
Yeah.
It did.
The trailer wasn't super great. Although I didn't really see too many trailers for it. I think I just saw like a little teaser for it. But I was like, this is going to be garbage.
I kind of wish I had the gall and the power, the willpower not to watch trailers sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool.
I feel like I like it a lot better whenever I do that and just go into a movie totally blind.
Yeah.
I did that with Star Wars.
Holy crap. The Force Awakens or The Last Jedi?
I don't know. There's so many of them now. The last one.
The last one?
The last one that came out. I refused to watch anything or read anything about it, and I went into it completely blind. And
probably still hated it, didn't you?
Yeah.
That was such a shit.
I was like, seriously, I fucking went 6 months without reading or watching a trailer or anything. I would literally run out of the room whenever a trailer would come on TV. I would run out of the room, or I would close my ears and close my eyes and watched it, and I was like, what the fuck is this garbage?
Yeah, that movie kind of peed on all of us. Jerks.
Anyways.
Jerks. The second trailer that I saw that he didn't see, but he watched before the episode here, was called The Happy Time Murders. I knew nothing about this, had no idea it was coming out. We're watching this puppet. I was like, this looks like Sesame Street, and they cursed. Like, in the first minute or so, one of the puppets says, suck my dick.
So basically what it is, I think, is it's what it says in the trailer, what puppets do when they're not filming. So basically, yeah, so when That's they're not cool. on Sesame Street, basically they're doing ecstasy and having lots of sex and spray.
So do you think it's going to be like a play on Hollywood? It's like making fun of all the actors, you know? It's like, oh, you're all, you know, bright and pretty when you're on the film, but in the background you're doing coke and having orgies and stuff.
Yeah, it seems like that's an angle they're going to go for. They're doing a bunch of drugs. And I guess there's a bunch of murders. There's somebody going around murdering all these puppets. And so Melissa McCarthy teams up with a puppet detective.
It's very sad.
They go investigate puppet murders. Now, if you're a human and you murder a puppet, does that still count as manslaughter?
Well, you can kill animals and not get in trouble.
Alan.
Well, now we have to do puppets get human rights? That's where we are now.
Yeah. I'm going to protest this movie.
Why not? Let's do it. That's what people do these days, right? I don't agree.
I'm angry.
I don't agree with that at all. And in news, I wanted to discuss some news that I have found recently, which we're going to try to talk a little bit of news, but not much, because we like to talk for the movie for about an hour and a half. Let's recap the entire movie again. They're making a new Men in Black, which is the first thought that goes through your head is like, ooh.
Original cast?
No. Will Smith, Tommy Lee Jones, they're all out. It's going to be Chris Hemsworth, Thor himself, and the Viking. She played Viking in Thor Ragnarok. She's also in the Westworld. Can't think of her name, but she's black. She's the Viking, though. Did you see Thor Ragnarok?
No.
Ragnarok? Oh, shoo.
No, haven't got there yet.
You are missing out, so.
Yeah, I know.
That is one of the best Marvel movies ever made. But anyways, yeah, so they're going to be going to London. So it seems like it's going to be a cool story. They're going to go to different areas of Men in Black, and they're going to travel, and so they're going to open up the lore to it all, that it was more than just J&K. So.
Interesting. It's crazy that they were able to get Chris Hemsworth for a fourth? This is the fourth Men in Black movie?
Yep.
That's crazy that he agreed to come on to do a... What do you call that? Is this still a sequel, I guess?
Yeah. I don't know. He's a big liar because he's like, I don't want to do movies anymore. I want to go home to Australia and hang out with my wife. Just kidding. I'm in Men in Black.
I mean...
That's why he said he wasn't going to do another Thor.
Wouldn't it be kind of hard to turn down millions of dollars?
No, I turn that down every day.
For like 6 months that. Of work.
Yeah, just... no, he's fine. I don't want that money. I'm just mad because there might not be another Thor movie with him in it. That's why I'm mad. I need more Thor. I need more Thor in my life.
More Thor.
I can get as many Marvel movies as I can, and it's about to wind down. But I got my tickets for the stupid Han Solo movie.
Oh, yeah?
I had no choice but to buy tickets. So I had $6 off, but it expired in like... 2 days, so I'm trying to find something to buy tickets to, and I wanted to see Avengers again, but Kayla did not want to because she doesn't want to sit there for 3 hours, and I was like, but I like sitting there for 3 hours. She's
so
eight months pregnant
for Solo. Yeah,
on a Sunday, this Sunday, so I'll have that to talk about next week, but I don't give a crap. I don't have any loyalty to this, and I kind of didn't really want to see it, but in the summer, you can't buy tickets ahead very much because there's so many movies coming out.
Yeah.
So it was like, try to buy tickets 2 weeks ahead. It was like, nope. Could have bought tickets to The Incredibles, but it was too close to our due date.
Yeah, I'd much rather go see Incredibles than Solo.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I mean, I'm definitely going to see it. Hell, I might even go see it opening night. I'll probably be able to get tickets.
Yeah.
I got tickets for Deadpool opening night.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
I bought those the day they were on sale.
Yeah. It was a full theater, but we still get good seats.
Which theater do you usually go to?
Today and the first time we went to see Deadpool, we went to Northeast Mall. Nice. That XD AMC XD theater.
Oh, so it is an AMC. And they have the reclining red chairs. Those are my babies.
Although, AMC people, if you're listening, please take down those stupid fucking barriers that are in front of your seats. Like, it cuts off the whole bottom of the... I don't understand it. Like, why are they so high up? And when you're sitting there, especially when you're reclining back, it cuts off, like, 2 feet of the screen.
Yeah, and they're just plastic barriers.
Yeah. Well, over at Northeast Mall, there were, like, these wooden barriers that
really
they were tall too.
So I go to East Chase, that's where I live at, which you know all about that place. It's clear, the barrier's clear, you can see through it.
That's how like the rave is too, but for some reason Northeast wants to put wooden ones up.
And I guess I can't complain too much because I got Avengers tickets on Sunday when it came out. I did. And I got good seats too. I was like, I didn't think there was any way. I had to go on my Fandango app. I use Fandango, everybody. I had to get to like the 15th, maybe the 20th theater that I checked. And I was going through every single time and finally found it. It was a brand new theater. That's why I got tickets. Just open. It's called Sinopolis. Pretty cool. It's in Watauga, kind of up there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they just opened, and it's a different kind of concept because it's like a movie tavern type place. You can order your food, but you can only order outside, and they run it to you. They bring it to you, and that's it. There's no more communication, so it doesn't interrupt your movie as much. And they had the exact same seats, kind of like AMC, but they were a little narrower, and they did go all the way back. Because when we walked in, I was like, oh, you know, pregnant girls want to lean back, and I was like, they're going to be disappointed. And we sat down all the way back. I was like, nice. It's like, hell yeah.
Oh, I just remembered I lied to you. The Northeast Mall, it's not AMC. It's a Cinemark.
Oh, but they do have reclining seats. Mm-hmm. That's really all that matters these days.
Yeah.
God, it's so comfortable. But yeah, Deadpool. First, we're going to try to go without spoilers, which is really kind of hard because I think every second of this movie is kind of a spoiler.
Yeah, I mean, I think really the only way to avoid spoilers is to kind of go over the synopsis and a quick what we thought about, and then straight to spoilers, because I'm ready to talk spoilers.
It's funny because a lot of people seem to not, I don't know, the internet's stupid, I don't even know how to believe it anymore, but people seem to not like it as much. They called the whole plot a trope, the fact that, we might have to hop, skip, and a jump over this. No, it's Deadpool, it's a comic book movie. If you don't know what happens, then whatever, but... Well, I guess people insulted the plot of the movie, but the plot had to happen to make something happen. Deadpool's invincible. He can't die.
So right.
Like, how do you write a movie about somebody that can't die?
Yeah, I was reading about that today. They were like, that's stupid. That's cliche.
Yes.
It's cliche for that to happen. You're like, okay, well, I mean, so what? Fuck you.
What else do you do with that character? I mean, you got this invincible character that cannot die. He gets his arm. He can choke people with his broken arm.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't die. So it's like, how do you even write a movie? How do you get emotionally involved? That's the only way to do it. So, whatever. I thought it was funnier than the first. Yeah, I thought it was funnier. I laughed out loud a lot more than I did.
I did.
Yep. I thought everything was great. I thought the cameos were awesome. People were mad that they recycled Colossus and Teenage Psycho Mega Warhead or whatever her name is. I was fine with that. Overall, it was great.
Yeah.
Cable was a little quiet for me. He didn't really say a whole lot. And it was weird that I think this is one of the first times ever, like, he didn't tell anybody his name. Did he? Pretty sure.
Yeah, one point he did.
But it was like you didn't know where he came from hardly or why he came back, or you kind of got a little bit of the story, but it was very vague, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
It was different. They weren't like, let's go into Cable's backstory for 45 minutes.
Right, yeah. I think it's... And like the first fight scene between Deadpool and Cable.
That's right.
They're fighting and he's like, the name is Cable.
That's right. So he did just like it does in the comic books.
Yeah.
Nice. It's fresh on Bray's mind. I saw it on Thursday. So it's tomorrow's a week, but I kept a lot of it inside of me.
Yeah. I tried, but I was like, I can't really remember anything. I'm going to have to go watch this again. So I did. I went and watched it again. And it's just as funny.
Yep.
I didn't really notice much more than I didn't notice the first time, I don't think. But still hilarious.
Yeah. What did you think overall?
I mean, I loved it. It was great. It was hilarious. I went back and watched the first one the other day, and I did realize they did carry over 90% of the jokes from the first one.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot, but like they did it in the right way. Like it's not like in your face. Like we're just trying to like. I feel like they were just jokes that needed to be carried over, like and not necessarily like the same joke, but like the type of joke, kind of like making fun of Marvel.
Yeah,
and making fun of Wolverine.
Which I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Like that carried over and just some other things and like the opening credits, you know.
That was hilarious. That's
hilarious. I didn't realize they did that in the first one.
Yeah.
But I loved how so in the second one it says directed by one of the guys that killed John Wick's dog because he directed John Wick or that was pretty funny.
Yeah, the action scenes on this one were a lot more intense, I think. They were a lot more up close.
Right.
And a lot more hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah. I think he uses guns a lot more in the first one.
Yep. Oh, yeah, he does.
He didn't really even use his guns that much in this one.
No.
I don't think, but...
I'm trying to think if he even fired a shot. No, it was mainly swords and hand-to-hand combat, which is what the John Wick director kind of likes to do.
Yeah.
So you definitely enjoyed it. Definitely would buy it again. I think, like I said, people that are complaining about it, it's Deadpool. I don't understand where else you could go with that.
The people that are complaining about it, they're just the people that just want to get upset and just complain about something. That's all it is. I'm not going to listen to them and just pay no mind to them. I don't even want to give them the attention because they're just being whiny little tit bags that
right.
need to shut up and...
Hopefully none of y'all are giving them the chance either. Go see it, rent it. Don't let your kids see it, of course. It was crazy intense. Very adult. Very adult. This one was super... This one might have been more vulgar than the first one.
Yeah, I mean, I think the language was worse. Maybe not much, actually. I tried to get a number of how many F-bombs were dropped in this one. And it was kind of hard because it's so new. But I found somebody, they said like 90 plus.
Dang.
And there was like 84, 85 in the first one.
Yeah.
So, but there wasn't a sex scene in this one, like in the first one. So maybe actually... more family friendly because it wasn't the 10-minute random sex scene.
That was pretty funny though because it went through all the holidays, sir.
Right. I mean, it was pretty funny in the strap on and the.
Oh god. And then he's like, "Nope," or whatever he says. Oh my god, I did like the first Deadpool. Definitely like this one. I don't know, they're close. I might say the second one was better, but I would like the second one better because we didn't have to go through the bull crap origin story that you always got to go through.
Right.
When they don't have their powers, and then they get their powers, and that's when you're like, yeah. I don't like to wait for Spider-Man to start swinging webs. I want just come in there and let's go.
Right. I mean, I think that's why the first one, or the second one, I like better because it's pretty much straight to it.
Yep.
Like, let's go. Let's get into the action.
And it was great. It was great. I think, I don't know what else we can say about it without spoiling it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think people are really here to listen to...
non-spoiler talk?
Yeah.
Well, there were some people that said they cut off the Super Troopers one when we said spoilers.
Really?
So it works. People are listening up until that point. So thanks for listening. Y'all ready for this? Here we go.
Spoiler alert!
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, we're going to give you 3 seconds. That's your last warning. Better stop. Deadpool dies.
Deadpool dick. Baby dick. See, so, Deadpool baby dick.
So fucking creepy that scene was.
Fucking... lost it. I lost it.
Oh,
I fucking cry. I was crying during that part. Actually, one thing I did notice this time that I didn't notice the first time. You actually do see his baby dick.
Oh.
I didn't notice that the first time, but when Cable walks in and he uncrosses his legs, you actually do see his little baby dick.
And he goes, that's his basic instinct move. That's his
basic instinct.
TJ Miller. Yep.
TJ Miller.
His last time.
Rest in peace, I guess.
He's on his way out.
Was he proven? Was it ever proven?
I don't know what's happening, but I don't know. He got busted again. The thing, he called a bomb squad in on somebody. That was proof. That really happened.
Yeah, that sucked. I like that guy.
So do I. It's like, what happened to you, bro? Get your shit straight. You're $1 million. God damn. And his career was kind of coming up, so to fuck it there, it might not be able to come back as easily. It's not like Brad Pitt or something. It's like you were... Brad Pitt could probably do something crazy and still get movies.
So speaking of Brad Pitt...
That's why I brought it up.
You know, he plays the Vanisher, which you don't know until he gets electrocuted because it's the Vanisher and he's
invisible.
He's invisible. And so they're skydiving, and due to high wind alerts, they all die. All of X-Force dies.
It was so fucked. Never saw that coming.
He's like, maybe the Vanisher will make it. And he goes straight to a power line, and it zooms in. And it's the first time you see Vanisher, and it's Brad Pitt.
So awesome.
So I looked up. I was like, was that really Brad Pitt? And
Sure shit was. It was Brad Pitt.
Basically, they were sitting there, and they're like, hey, it would be funny. This would be a great spot for celebrity cameo. Who should we get to do it? And they're like, well, who's the hardest man to get in Hollywood? Brad Pitt. And so Ryan called him and was like, hey, man, do me a favor. And so he was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, he said, all you got to do is bring me Starbucks. I want Ryan Reynolds to personally bring me a cup of Starbucks.
Is that what happened?
And he was kidding. He was joking. But Ryan Reynolds really took him a thing of Starbucks and said, come do the movie. I was like, oh, that's awesome.
So I guess I remember reading that they thought about having him play Cable.
Yep.
Originally.
God, that would have been awesome. But his price tag is a little hefty.
I'm sure. I'm sure his price tag is the budget for the movie alone.
Yep.
They had a $110 million budget.
Yeah, it was just it was double the first one, I think. Which is why the original director that did Deadpool 1 walked away from this one because of that. Because they wanted to go bigger, and he was like, no, I don't want to go bigger. I want to stay right where we are.
Yeah.
Which I don't know. I couldn't really tell the difference as far as budget-wise except for the Juggernaut, and he didn't look that good.
Yeah.
At first, when you just see his head, I was like, oh, shit, yeah, they got him right. And then his body looked kind of weird.
I mean, I think maybe it was because they had him in that suit.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
He just looked weirdly shapen. And
here comes the CGI fight.
Yep. Nothing better than when Deadpool was on his back and he was like, here comes the sun, big guy. I was like, oh, I started laughing so hard. That's from Avengers.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
When Scarlett Johansson calms the Hulk down, she's like, sun's getting real low, big guy. That's what it was. And he was on his back saying, sun's getting real low, big guy. And I was like, oh, my God, that's so funny.
So one thing I noticed once we walked out of the theater was, what the fuck? No Stan Lee.
Yeah, there was.
Not actual Stan Lee.
Yeah, no. He was painted.
There was a painting of him. That makes me a little worried, though. Mike, Stan, how you doing, buddy?
Yep.
You're not doing good, are you?
Well, he hasn't been in all of the Fox movies, though.
Yeah.
So technically, I mean, we could give it that credit, but they did at least put his face in there. And it kind of, so I thought the same thing you did. I was kind of disappointed. I was like, maybe he's 98, some, he's old. But I was like, well, this makes me kind of feel good that they could keep putting him in every movie for the rest of time. That'd be kind of cool. I didn't think about them, you know, putting pictures and paintings and newspapers and so, years from now, he'll still be around.
So that'd be cool to still look around for that little.
Be like Waldo, find Stan Lee.
Right. Actually, I didn't notice that until the second one.
You didn't?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. It stuck out to me. But yeah, so it starts off with the trope, the whatever they were calling it, bathtub. I don't know what the internet was calling
fridging.
It. Fridging, thank you. And I was like, what the fuck does that even mean? God, put it in the refrigerator.
Because they killed Vanessa.
Yeah, but...
I mean, it's a little cliche, like, kill the girlfriend. But like, seriously, that's like the most realistic thing to happen.
Yep.
You can't kill somebody.
You can't go kill.
So kill, what? Literally, what's the worst thing that somebody could do to you? Kill your wife.
Yep.
Like, you would totally be like, if you want to kill me, that's fine. But if they were like, no, I'm just going to kill your wife, you would literally do anything.
Absolutely.
Possible.
To save her.
And so, yeah, okay, it may be cliche, but
well, it's like
it comes down to it. That fucking sucks when they kill your wife or girlfriend.
And if you're going around superheroing it, and he's doing way worse than superheroing it, he's not putting people in jail. He's like viciously murdering Chinese gangsters. The Yakuza, right? Is that how you say it? All these real-time, big-time gangsters, and he's like cutting their heads off. They're coming after him. I don't care what you're doing.
Right. He's going after the Chinese mafia, the Russian mafia.
It's like, you're not going to just get away with that. And then they live in a shit apartment with no security. He's lucky she lived that long. I'm just saying, if I was those Yakuza people, I'd have somebody follow him home and kill his wife.
So how do they afford their rent? Like, does he get, I guess, does he steal money from the bad guys?
I would hope so.
I mean, I would do that.
And in the first one, wasn't she a doctor or something? Didn't she work at a hospital? She had a job. No, she was working at that strip club. It's
like, if you call the strip bar a hospital.
I do. Shit.
Need to go to the doctor, get my bad medicine.
Yeah, but so it started off with that fridging, and that was fine with it. I didn't even think about that being a problem. I was like, well, that's the only way to get to Deadpool. That's the thought that went through my head. I was like, that's the only way to get to him. And they made him give up that suicide on the in the apartment on all the blue barrels. Like, I'm done.
Right. Oh, God damn it. That part. I saw it coming, and I was like, no, please. That's my biggest pet peeve in movies, lighting a fire with a cigarette. I'm like, God damn it. I know it's a superhero movie. I know it's in a make-believe, you know, like there's not really juggernauts and whatnot. So why this bothers me, I don't know. But you can't light a can of gasoline on fire with a cigarette. That was one thing that also drove me crazy about The Dark Knight. You know, they paid so much close attention to detail and everything like that. And then here they come with Joker, and he just lights his pile of money with a cigar. And I was like, seriously, you just ruined this whole fucking movie for me.
Oh, man.
But no, it was great. It was hilarious.
Yep. Blew himself up. Death. And then he was like, told the story of how he got there. He got there pretty quick, too. I thought we were going to go through a whole movie of how he got there, but nope. It was like, pretty quick, here I am. And Colossus puts his ass back together to the X-Mansion.
So if his head exploded, would it grow back normal?
So Wolverine, I don't know about Deadpool, but Wolverine's been broken down all the way to one single cell, and that one cell grew him all the way back.
Right. But what I'm saying is, like, would his skin grow back normal?
Yeah, it should.
Like, not all fucked up looking.
Oh, no, it'd still be fucked. So I think what has him fucked up, I believe, in the comics is the cancer. So his body is constantly fighting that cancer. It'll never be able to stop. So that's why his skin's all messed up.
Well, I thought they messed him up doing the Ajax.
That's kind of what they did in the movie.
Yeah, and that's from the movie. So yeah, I don't know much about the comics. So in the,
which I was fine with it. And you're right. That is when he got his mutation, it messed his skin up from that oxygen depriving tank. But in a way, that doesn't make sense, because I agree with you. He should heal, right? He's got unlimited. If he can grow a baby dick back, he should be able to.
Right.
He should be able to correctly.
I guess I'm just putting too much thought into
it. Just like skin himself and it grows back normal. Yeah. That's why I think in the comic books, they have the mutation goes with that.
Yeah.
Walks hand in hand. But, yeah, he grows back. And then that's where you see the X-Men cameo. That was so awesome. Well, we can't afford to put the X-Men in here and Professor X.
Like, we can't. The pigeon wing guy? Come on. What do those things even do? Like, then you look behind and there's just like the whole room of them.
Yep.
That was pretty great.
Yep. Close the door. Lots of banter between him and the lesbian couple, which was pretty funny. Hi, Suki. Was her name Suki or something? It's close.
Yeah, I kept meaning to write it down because I think I'm going to forget this, but it's something like that.
He loves her. Deadpool does.
She's like, I like him. That's the only thing she says in the whole movie is, I like him and Hi, Wade.
Oh, my God.
So that's the first, like, openly
gay
Marvel character. I guess Power Rangers had a gay Power Ranger.
You never really
I guess
went all the way through. But
yeah, I don't think she ever said that she was gay.
It's close enough.
I don't know. I'm like, okay, that's cool. But the internet was like, that's not enough.
Of course not.
You just said like one time that she was gay. That's not enough. I'm like, okay, I don't. What do you want? You want a giant lesbian orgy with them two or something? I don't know what you want. But so when they're in prison and
you know that's what they want though.
You see what was his name? Black Tom?
Yeah, Black Tom Cassidy, dude.
That dude, I was like, is that Post Malone?
Yeah. Black Tom Cassidy is a really good comic book character. What's sad is I couldn't remember his powers, but I was like, and that's what sucks when you're watching Marvel movies. You get all excited. You're like, oh shit, Black Tom Cassidy, cool. What's he about to, oh, he
died. Yeah, so I think they originally had a plan for him to be in it more, and then rumor got out that they cut a villain.
Oh.
And so everybody was like, oh, are they going to cut Juggernaut? No, they cut Black Tom. That's something that I read.
Okay, so he can manipulate, bond with, and project energy through plant life. He's also capable of issuing concussive blasts with any wooden object. That's right, so he carries a staff. But no, he's really cool in the cartoons and in the comics. He's very, very manite. Like, he's very evil looking. He's able to be, give you the heebie-jeebies. But I was really excited about him being there for the 45 seconds that he was there. So, damn it. But you killed Black Tom, you racist.
You racist.
Cable. Because, yeah, Cable shows up in the prison and you get one hell of an awesome fight. But we didn't even talk about the kid first or the fact that Deadpool gets to be a recruit, which was pretty funny. And he wore that jersey.
The trainee.
Yep.
He shows up. So after Colossal puts him back together, He joins the X-Men as a trainee. So he just shows up wearing a trainee jersey. And,
oh, God.
And then he kills the pedophiles.
That's so funny. Wait, no, you can't do that. And it looked like he gave up. He wanted to lose his powers, and he wanted to help that kid because they were going to take that kid out. The kid that I don't even know from.
He's new.
Anything.
He actually is from New Zealand.
Okay.
He's not even really allowed to even go see his movie.
That's hilarious.
But he was talking about how first time he actually watched it. You know, he watched it with his mom, and like his twin brother or something like that. You know, they're not allowed to cuss because he's only like 12. Anyways, like every time a cuss word came up, he'd like look over at his mom like expecting to get in trouble.
Yeah. That would be hard to watch that with your mom, all the crazy stuff that went on in there.
Yeah, he said that they were all really cool with them. Like if there was anything in the script that he was uncomfortable with saying, like they would work with him.
Oh, nice.
On it. And so whenever he came to audition for the role, he was like just expecting to come in and do a reading, and they're like, "Oh, you're gonna get to meet Ryan Reynolds today." And
oh
he
was my like, God!
What? And he was like, "Yep." And Ryan came in wearing a Christmas sweater, so I think they were probably filming one of their scenes because he's wearing a Christmas. Is he wearing a Christmas sweater in the first one? Or I mean, in the second one?
I believe, yeah.
Is he
at some point Deadpool?
Yeah.
Or Ryan Reynolds?
Right. Well,
I think
Wayne.
I think he is when they do the when they're going through all the holidays. And he's like, "Merry Christmas."
That was in the first one. Yeah. But in the second one, he's not. Anyways. For the reading of the second one, the kid, Ryan Reynolds, came out wearing like that Christmas sweater.
Oh, God.
And it was, he's like, and it wasn't even Christmas.
Yeah.
He was just wearing it. I think Ryan Reynolds seems like a really cool guy.
Oh, God, yeah.
I want to hang out with him.
Oh, be a blast.
We should ask him to come on the show. Ryan Reynolds will be here next week, guys.
It's happening.
Tune in.
We'll talk Green Lantern with Ryan Reynolds. How much fun would that be?
Okay, I think it's time to put the Green Lantern joke to bed, though. Like, not between us, but like between
Deadpool
and like even the kid was like on like Jimmy Kimmel or something like that, and he even made a Green Lantern joke.
It's an easy target, man. It's easy to make fun of that movie.
I'm like, okay, we get it, it was a bad movie, let's drop it. But
Deadpool. So when he started throwing up, I guess Caitlin had forgot that he got the cancer. I was like, yeah, his powers are gone. He's back to having cancer. And he's like, I'm just going to grow a bunch of tumors and die. It's like, oh, cancer jokes, cancer jokes.
Cancer jokes. Nothing is safe in Deadpool.
So funny when Black Tom walks up, you're supposed to be the toughest guy in here, and beats the shit out of him because he has no powers and he's got cancer, stage 4. That part was pretty good. The whole prison thing was good, and that's where you meet Cable for the first time. And it just starts off showing Cable in the future. It doesn't say in the future or nothing. It just shows this burnout apartment. Cable standing there holding this burnt teddy bear, and it's like, and he hits a button. It was back in time. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't think I really knew what was going on. I didn't know if it was in the future, if it was like in another dimension.
Didn't think about that. Could have been, yeah. I mean, for all we know, it could have been across town.
Well, I mean, I think he does say later that he came back from the...
Yeah. When he talks about the Fire Fist kid becoming a murderer, he's like, first he kills this guy, and then he gets a taste for it. Then he kills everybody, and I'm like, why didn't anybody stop him?
What's your dirty... What's up with a dirty hobo bear?
It's oh, not God.
Dirt. That's the blood of my daughter.
Yep.
She's like, well, I have a gluten allergy. Yep. One glass of wine and I just
oh God. Yeah, that's one. That's one of the things about that movie, that any intense situation, they just take it and make it soft.
Yeah,
I love it. I think that the whole prison thing was awesome. That's where the Juggernaut escapes, and then he puts X-Force together, which we kind of hinted on that. X-Force dying, like, I never saw that coming. And I was just getting more and more excited when they were adding people. I was like, fuck, Shatterstar, yes. And then they added Skarsgård. I was like, oh, yes, the Skarsgård's going to be in this movie. Yes. All dead. Within all like dead. 45 seconds. Literally.
So do you like Shatterstar?
He's pretty cool in the comics and in the you got to think, I come from a different background with this stuff.
Right.
He's pretty cool. But he's also from Mojo World, which they mentioned Mojo. I was like, that's a whole different thing.
Right.
It'd be cool if they just started talking about that.
Yeah, one thing I was reading, they're like, it would be cool if they made a Shatterstar movie or something like that, and we see Mojo World.
Yes, Mojo World's crazy.
That could just be a whole nother line of things to make. Just see Mojo World and the battle royales they have out there.
Yeah, they kidnap one of the storylines, they kidnap all the X-Men and make them fight each other. It's pretty awesome.
That's cool.
Fight to kill each other. It's in one of the Marvel games that I play too, Marvel Ultimate Alliance too. But yeah, they killed them all real quick, and even Peter, which I didn't think they'd let him die. But Skarsgård got shredded in the shredder, and then he spit acid all over Peter and his arms. His arm melted. I was like, oh my God, this is intense. For like 35 seconds. But yeah. They let Domino live.
They let Domino live. Good.
Yep.
Good.
Because she's lucky.
And she's very pretty.
Yep.
So I'm glad she lived.
I liked how they used her power to make fun of action movies.
Right.
Because, you know, everything would just work out. But they were like, it's because she's lucky. She just walks over the car accident and the car goes flying over her head. She's just like,
So is she a real, is she in the comics?
Yeah.
Is she really just lucky? Yeah. Is that her power?
It's her number one power.
So one thing I was confused about is when they went to the school, she said, oh, now I know why I'm here. I went to school here. I'm like, okay, but are you really a mutant? Like, you don't actually have, like, a superpower. Like, I don't know. Are you really a mutant, though? Like, is she a mutant in the comics, really? Or I didn't really understand that part. Or is fate just on her side?
Yeah, even on here it says that she was a top secret government breeding program intended to develop the perfect weapon. Domino was the only test subject to survive, but her luck power was deemed a failure at meeting the project's goal. Her biological mother broke her out of the project and left with her father, and they became whatever. But so she does have the luck power, and her and Cable have strong ties in the comic world, which is pretty cool. I was like, oh, there they are meeting each other, but they didn't really hint towards any of that.
So, after the big fight, she gets the kids out of the building and everything like that. Where do the kids go?
That's a good question.
That was thanks to Madison. She pointed that out. She was like, where'd the kids go? And I was like, well, they...
There's a bus.
They went in the bus. She's like, yeah, but after the bus. And I was like,
They went to the X-Mansion. Duh, they became X-Men.
They
went to the magic farm with your dog. They're all going to live happily on on Grandpa's farm. Yeah, that was weird. That whole fight at the end was pretty sweet. The Juggernaut comes out. Well, the Juggernaut rips Ryan Reynolds in half when they first meet.
Right.
And he goes, I'm going to tear you in half, and tears him in half.
I like how he's like, oh, my God, the Juggernaut. And he like starts naming like his favorite comics and he's in.
Oh, yeah, yep. Yep. Oh, my God. Yeah, I forgot about that. He does mention all the comic book references and talks. Juggernaut does mention his brother in a wheelchair, Charles Xavier. That's Charles Xavier's brother.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. See, I heard him talking about that, but I missed it. I mean, I figured they were talking about Xavier, but.
It's like, oh, that's cool.
I didn't hear him. So what's the name of the school that they rescue Russell from?
That's a good question.
Because I was reading something about that today. So the name of the school, it has to do with somebody. It has to do with a supervillain in the X-Men comics.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
You can't find the name of the,
no,
the school?
No, that's unfortunate.
Damn it. Because, so, it's a guy, he kind of looks like a vampire, he wears like a blue suit.
Essex School. Holy shit, that's Mr. Sinister.
Yeah.
Nathan Essex.
So, they're thinking that that may be like a hint towards Mr. Sinister coming in to X-Force movies or something.
Been a long time waiting on that.
That would be cool.
He'd fit well in a rated R X-Force movie, which is of course a possibility because Deadpool went back and fixed everything with the time thing.
Well, they're already saying that either Deadpool 3 or X-Force is in the works right now. Like they're in production. We're just not hearing. I don't know if it said they're in production or in the works, but we're getting something. Something is going to happen.
Yeah, they got to be all tight-lipped because Marvel will take over like in May or June next year, hopefully. That's the fingers crossed. And then Marvel gets to cut and destroy whatever they want to. It's not their money. So Fox could technically be halfway filming any kind of movie and Marvel could be like, you know what? Cut the production. We don't want it.
Ugh.
Yeah, there were rumors that if this X-Men movie doesn't come out, that Marvel could take that movie, put it straight on Blu-ray and walk away. It's like, damn. They're like, that's what we think about your shitty X-Men movie.
So they're supposed to make a new X-Men movie?
It's already done. They're still working on the editing, and they moved the release date from May to, I think, February. It's X-Men Dark Phoenix. You do the Phoenix again. With another Quicksilver slow-running scene. Fuck.
I don't understand why they have to pick the same characters in, like...
Apocalypse was one of the worst movies I've ever watched in my life. I would rather go back and watch, I can't think of it. I'd rather watch anything. I'd rather watch Showgirls than watch that crap.
So, in the second one, in the beginning, it shows Wade talking to Vanessa. They're exchanging anniversary gifts, and she gives him her IUD and whatever.
That's so funny.
And
I want to have a baby.
So they're going to start a baby, and so they start thinking of names, and he's like, well, if it's a boy, he says he wants to name... He's like, maybe Connor.
How funny is that?
So Connor, it's not confirmed, but so Connor is this kid in real life that was a big Deadpool fan. And so he was actually the first person to ever see Deadpool. He was part of the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Oh.
And Ryan Reynolds went out to his house and screened the first Deadpool movie with him. And they actually made a pretty good relationship. They would text back and forth all the time. And they called each other Bubba.
This better have a happy ending, Bray.
No, it doesn't. The kid actually did die.
Motherfucker.
But it was funny because he's like, Ryan Reynolds tweeted, he's like, before you jump down my throat about showing a 13-year-old Deadpool, this kid knows more cuss words than I do.
Yeah.
But anyways, so there was like one little like homage to that kid, maybe.
That's awesome.
And then I noticed... that I haven't actually seen on the internet. I don't know if anybody else caught this, but when he's dying, talking to Russell out front of the school.
For 45 minutes.
Yeah. He says something to him, and he calls him Bubba.
Oh.
Which, what, they, Ryan and Connor would call each other, and I was like, oh, I wonder if that's a...
Probably.
Like, that's pretty cool.
I could see that.
That's pretty cool that he did that, and he didn't just do some stupid make-a-wish thing, like, oh, hey, here's the movie, bye.
Bye.
Like, he actually cared, actually talked to him, and...
Kept the relationship going, which is awesome. Yeah, Ryan, like you said, Ryan Reynolds seems like a freaking awesome dude. The death scene, so the coolest spot, this is a super spoiler alert, like you may want to skip the next minute here, because they covered him in ash and he was in the gray X-Force suit, and it was one of the coolest things ever. So Deadpool, when he had all that ash on him and he was gray,
yeah,
that's a suit that he wears, and when he becomes in the X-Force, he wears a gray suit, and everybody's been wanting to see that forever, and they're like, boop, here you go.
Okay.
So badass. I was like, oh my god, that's the gray suit.
Yeah, I was wondering what was up with that suit. So speaking of people dying, did you see that a stunt woman died during the making of?
Yes,
it was Domino's stunt woman. She died in a motorcycle crash.
I guess they completely left the motorcycle thing out, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Probably best.
Yeah, I didn't see, or well,
not her. Deadpool was on a moped, but...
Yeah, so maybe that's what they were doing. Oh, yeah, he did get on that moped. Yeah, I remember reading about that. I was worried that they would, you know, stop doing the movie or something. Cause, can't be worried about that, but I was like, that sucks, too. That would be a terrible... I guess it's a good way to die, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. It's like you're doing what you love, and you know that there's a chance. Maybe it's good. I don't know.
I don't know. What I read, she shouldn't have been there. This was her first movie, and she's not, basically all of the stunt people were like saying like she wasn't qualified for the job.
Oh my god.
Like, no offense to her, but she just wasn't ready. She was a motorcycle racer. She raced motorcycles, and this was her first stunt job, and then she has never. The bikes that she normally rides aren't as fast as the one that she was on, and lost control, cracked, and died. And
fun. Yeah, that'll do that.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Yeah, you don't even hear about that very often. Someone died on The Walking Dead the last season, too.
Really?
Yep, doing a fall off of a tower, missed the mat. It's like, oh.
That's crazy when that happens.
Yeah, but... Movie ends like, though actually the movie ended like not what we would expect it to, because he goes back in time and changes everything. And originally they had planned on him killing Hitler, and they took it out because it was too brutal, is what I read.
I wonder if they filmed it. I wonder if they filmed that part.
Hopefully, yeah, maybe it'll end up on the Blu-ray.
That'd be awesome to see. So I wonder, every time I go watch a superhero movie, I always just see all this just destruction and... I'm like, there's got to be just casualties just everywhere.
Yep.
I mean, that's one thing they kind of talked about in, like, Avengers. That's why they were
wanting Civil War.
To, yeah. Yep. Which I was kind of happy about that. I was like, oh, hey, that kind of answers my question that I've always said. But when I always wondered, I'm like, so in these worlds where there's superheroes and mutants, like, is there a mutant claim on your insurance?
No.
Like,
there would have to be.
Like, what happened to your car? There was a giant mutant fight on 35.
CGI fight. There was a CGI fight.
Yeah, there was a CGI fight on I-35 earlier. Destroyed my car.
It's not your fault. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Pay your deductible, Bray. Pay your deductible. Yeah, I don't know. So, part of Spider-Man Homecoming, the Vulture, he was cleaning up the messes, remember? That was what he was doing. He was cleaning up the messes after the battles, and they were taking the technology and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and there was going to be a show based on this called Damage Control, but it didn't go well. It was going to be... The team was called Damage Control, and they would go clean up the messes after all these battles.
Oh, that sounds cool.
It was supposed to be funny, but did not go well.
Did they actually, like, make it?
Yeah, I think there's a couple episodes out there. It just did not... It did not work.
Did you watch it?
I think I saw a trailer, but I didn't really care. And then it got canceled after two or three episodes.
No bueno.
Nope. But Deadpool does. He goes back in time and fixes everything, right? Oh, you got something?
No, I'm just thinking about it. When they're just like, when they throw him the I don't know what the device is called.
The time traveling.
The time traveling device. They're like, did we just make a huge mistake? So in the end, is it the end credits?
Yes.
That you're seeing all this happen? Yep. So like the, not really end credits, it's like rolling credits. There's like several cutscenes. And you see Deadpool going back and changing a bunch of stuff. One, he saves Vanessa. So I was like, okay, so Vanessa lives, I guess. Will she be in X-Force or Deadpool 3?
Absolutely.
And then he saves Paul or Peter.
Yep, Peter.
Peter.
So I just assumed that he saved the rest of X-Force too. But yeah, he's like, Peter, just don't go.
Just walk away.
Yeah.
Walk away.
Just walk away. And he's like, oh, okay. And you know what's hilarious? Peter reminded me of the guy from Last Man Standing so hardcore.
Last Man Standing?
Or Last Man on Earth. Sorry.
Last Man, okay.
Yep. I was like, oh my God, that's so him. Why? I can't think of his name right now. I'm kind of irritated about it, but.
The fat guy?
Yep.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, that's just like him. He even acted like him. He had a little mustache like him. I was like, oh God. I wonder how that guy feels since he got his show got canceled. He'll never have a job again.
Nah, I mean, he had some pretty nice scenes with some pretty, pretty ladies, so.
Yep.
Pretty, pretty ladies.
I hope it was worth it.
Yeah, that sucks. I was pretty bummed they did that. I was pretty bummed they canceled that show. Pretty upset. Fuck you, Fox. Fucking assholes. So I did read something about the... So one of the cutscenes that shows X-Men Origins?
Yeah.
And it's the scene where it shows Wolverine and that version of Deadpool, which was not good.
It was terrible.
Not good. Like, why did they do that? Was that ever like in the comics like that?
Nope. Absolutely not.
Some weird thing that Fox decided to do.
Yep. Sew his mouth shut and turn him into X-Men.
Some weird thing. Anyways, so you see that scene that's exactly like the movie, and except for now new Deadpool walks in, shoots him in the head, and is like, just cleaning up the timeline here.
Just kills the shit out of him.
Well, I was reading about the making of that. So they actually had to... So that movie was actually filmed on film.
Oh, damn.
Not digital. So they had to hunt down like the actual original film so they could edit it.
And add Deadpool?
And add Deadpool into it, but they couldn't find it. They couldn't find Hugh Jackman's part. They could find Ryan Reynolds' part,
yeah,
but not Hugh Jackman's. And like they were searching for it, and then they like end up finding some. There was like, it was like in some studio, like in the middle of nowhere, like halfway across the country. And they finally found it. It was like damaged or something. I don't know. They end up getting it. It worked out. They were able to edit it.
Huh. But,
like Ryan Reynolds was like, he was like losing sleep over it. Because he was like, he just wanted to do this joke so bad. And he was like, what am I going to do? Am I going to have to call up Hugh Jackman and be like, hey, buddy. So can you come in and just film this scene for a movie you did like 10 years ago? Yep. I'm sure you're trying to forget that movie, but.
That movie was horrible, too.
And he was like, but also it would be kind of funny to have like.
Older
Hugh Jackman wearing like a Wolverine wig.
It would be kind of funny. I didn't know they had to find that. That sucks. I'm glad they did, though, because it worked out.
Oh, man. That was...
It's pretty funny.
Take one of my favorite parts.
And then, of course, the second after that, Ryan Reynolds, not Deadpool, Ryan Reynolds opens the script, and it's Green Lantern. He's like, finally hit the big time. And Deadpool shows up and kills...
Shoots in the back of the head. You're welcome, Canada.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so funny. Yeah, he kills the shit out of him. So Green Lantern never got made.
Never got made.
Fake Deadpool was killed too. He brought his girlfriend back to life, and Cable used the coin to save him. I forgot about that part. Cable went back in time and used the coin. And then he did something else too, didn't he? He saved Peter.
Saved Peter.
All in all, a great story.
Good old. It did really turn out to be a nice family movie.
Yep. Take your kids. We lied earlier. Take your kids. No, it was great. I mean, I'd give it four easy.
Yeah, it was great. It was definitely, it was worth my 2 hours.
Yeah, you blow your 4 hours. I want to see it again. I'm not going to lie. I want to see that, and I still need to go see Avengers, so.
Yeah, I mean, I would go see it. I would go see it a third time.
Yeah.
Let's go see it right now. You don't need to go home.
That would be hilarious. But, no, thanks for everybody for checking it out. Don't forget to listen to Casual Lit. Don't forget to listen to Controllers and Keyboards. New Main Brewing. Woohoo! Y'all have a good night, good day, whatever it is you're doing. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.